This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
A little bit of a warning: if you use apps and websites to pay people, think about Venmo, think about PayPal. I mean, you can Zelle through your bank and things like that. There's all these different ways. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix because I made a very embarrassing mistake last night, and I can see how quickly this could happen.
You send somebody a picture instead of money.
Can you imagine? No, that's not
what
happened. Oh my
gosh, you're not supposed to see that.
Last night, my husband and I went to our neighborhood nail salon, and I was getting a manicure, and my husband was going to get a pedicure. Which, by the way, guys, it feels really good.
Oh,
you should think about going to get it done. Get that little massage.
I got no problems with that.
I don't judge if you get polish or not. Eric doesn't, but it feels great.
I fall asleep usually.
Well, we're about to head out on vacation, and so he's like, I got to get in for a pedicure, and I'm getting my nails. Because he doesn't get the polish, his pedicure takes maybe 15, 20 minutes. That's it.
Scrape, scrape here, scrape, scrape there.
Yes, and then he's out.
In the merry old land of Oz.
Well, I'm getting an actual dip and nail tips, and it's a whole thing. So as Eric's wrapping up, he's looking at his watch, and this is about 10 minutes before they're about to close. And I said, why don't you go, get the dogs, go to the grocery store, and just swing by and get me, because I'm going to be a bit. And my nail tech, Suki, said the same thing. She's like, yeah, it's going to be about a half hour with her. Okay, fine. Eric leaves. We're just sitting there getting our nails done. Well, the woman who did Eric's pedicure is still sitting there. And then I'm realizing, oh, Eric doesn't have Venmo. I have to pay both of these nail techs before we leave.
Oh, that's how you pay? You use Venmo?
Yes. Or you could just use your debit card. But for the tip and stuff, I'll just do Venmo.
You do Venmo.
It goes straight to them.
Perfect. Yeah, great choice. Yep.
Well, the nails are taking longer than expected. This is now almost an hour past closing.
Check those out, though. Look at those bad boys.
I know.
Those are dipped.
These are
right?
dipped.
And they're gelled.
So they're almond shaped. Uh-huh. And what I did, oh my gosh, you guys, I'm going to post a picture of these nails.
Do it
they
up.
Did such a great job. It's like a French manicure, but it looks almost like a natural color.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Then a light yellow for the tip for spring. Oh my gosh, I love them. But anyways,
my wife does her nails all the time too. Love it. Okay.
It's taking a while. And I said to this Tina, I said, I'm sorry, you're not leaving yet because I need to Venmo you. Well, my nails are getting done, so I can't do this Venmo situation.
Can't grab the phone.
I'm feeling rushed is the point I'm trying to make. After the nails get done, they're, shutting things down, lights are turning off, it's time to go, Eric's out front with the car.
They're telling you, hey, you're the last customer, we gotta get you out.
You need to get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, because I have the nail tips on, and my nails are done, I'm kind of clickety-click on my phone in a weird way because I'm not used to the extension of the tips. So I'm gingerly like, all right, I'm in Venmo, I'm scanning Suki's QR code, I'm scanning Tina's, okay, great. All right, I'm paying them. All right, awesome. Wonderful. Thank you. Wonderful day. See you all soon. We get in the car. We head back home. And this is not even a mile from our house. So it's like around the block.
You rush through this little payment system here.
And this is the first mistake.
Trying to get out of
there. Never, ever rush when you're doing that.
Yes.
Especially when you have new nails done and you have tips now on your nails. Because we're turning the corner and I just open up my phone because I had messages and things, and it was still on Venmo. And that's when I realized I didn't pay these nail techs.
What do you mean you didn't pay? Wait a minute.
I clicked request. I accidentally requested money from them. And I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. It's past when they're supposed to leave.
I'll tell you what
Bless
you can do.
Bless her heart. Tina's hanging out waiting because Eric's already gone. I said, Eric, you need to go back. You need to go back. What are you talking about? You have to go back. I didn't pay. I'm asking for money from them.
I gave them the privilege to do my nails. So I'm asking them to pay me.
Can you believe this? I felt terrible. So we fly back down to the nail salon.
Oh, man.
I can still see that the owner is there. Oh, there's like shadows moving. And I'm banging on the windows. I'm pounding on the windows. I'm like, hey. And there's, you know, kind of a language barrier there. And I'm like pointing to my phone. I'm like, I have to pay them. I made a mistake. I made a mistake.
She wants to take a selfie.
And,
I don't know
and,
what she's
and
doing.
The nails weren't cheap to get Eric's pedicure, get my manicure, the dip. Like, it wasn't cheap. Mm-hmm. So he opens the door. What's going on? And I'm like, I didn't pay them. I made a mistake. I need to pay them. Can I cancel this and pay them? Because I'm not a friend of theirs. So on Venmo, if I don't have the last four numbers of their phone number, I can't just friend request them and then send them money. I can't just do that because I did accidentally over the holidays a couple years ago pay the wrong person money for a group gift we were all going in on. I sent it to the wrong Max O'Neill who
nice
knew
job.
One L versus two L's in O'Neill. And I did get that money back from Venmo, but Venmo sent me a scathing email.
Well, and that rightfully
said, that said, we will never do this for you ever, ever, ever again. Get it right the first time. And look what happens. Here I am with my new nails. And I'm accidentally asking them for this money back. So it was fixed. But pay attention. Make sure you are requesting, you're hitting pay versus request. That's where the mistake happened.
It is a little bit confusing because it says pay / request. It's the same button.
I know. So you can see how that can happen.
Then you pick the person you're going to send to.
I felt
and
terrible.
It's like, okay, well, I can see how you made that mistake. But maybe it's just the lesson here is let's not be in a rush. Let's just chill.
You
especially
know me.
When money
you
is,
know me. I'm always in a rush.
But when money's involved, don't you want to kind of sit back and like double check and make sure?
Yes.
But that's
I have to make sure. And I think it was the nail tips. I think the nail tip is what accidentally selected it on the phone. So now I'm on social media. I'm all gingerly with everything I'm doing. Okay, make sure autocorrect isn't wrong.
Yeah, you don't need to be doing that.
Because you're trying to get used to the nail extensions. But big mistake. Definitely, I'm grateful we were able to fix it. Just be aware. You, like you said, Radar, take your time when you are paying somebody money.
This is like the second time, at least, that you've told the Mix fam that this has happened to you. I wonder if anybody in the family that's listening right now has had this happen where you've accidentally paid the wrong person. Did you get the money back? Did you accidentally request money and they actually sent you money? What kind of mistakes have you made with paying online, whether it's the Cash App.
And this is why I have people
Venmo.
In my family that say, this is why I don't use that. But it's really, really convenient when you're out to dinner with friends. You can just say, all right, I'll Venmo you $25. Deal.
Yeah, especially when
now,
you can carry cash.
What happened when I accidentally paid the wrong person over the holidays, the Max O'Neill that did get the money, not the right Max O'Neill, this person was a total you-know-what in DMs and was just sending laughter tear emoji. It was like Merry Christmas to me. So that's why I had to go to Venmo support to say, hey, this person.
Oh, they were holding their money hostage.
They're holding the money hostage.
Come on, man.
It was the holiday season.
All right. 414-432-1099. If you've had an issue with a Cash App, a Venmo, something like that, you paid the wrong person. We want to hear your stories. How'd you get out of it? What happened? It's Elizabeth and Radar. 414-432-1099.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
When did you pay the wrong person? Like I accidentally did on Venmo. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. Wendy, happy calling in this morning. You said you did it last week?
Yeah, and I did it old school.
How?
I wrote a check, and I screwed up and put it in the wrong person's mailbox.
How much was the check?
$300.
Dude!
Who figured out the mistake?
we did the night that I dropped it off, because I texted the guy that I dropped it off for, who I know.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, I dropped the check off for you. I threw it in your mailbox. He goes, yeah, didn't get it. Wrong address?
And the blood just drains right out of your face, makes you feel sick. You're like, what did I just do?
Yeah.
So did you get the money back?
No, not yet. The next day, I stopped at the same house, knocked on the door, and no one was home.
Oh, my gosh, Wendy. That money. But now, wait. If the check isn't made out to the right person, they can't just go in and cash it.
I think in theory, but.
But you never know. And you're closely. Can you cancel right. that check with your bank?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what I'm
going
to have to do.
Oh,
yeah, definitely.
My.
And keep an eye on that bank account. Make sure nobody signs it and tries to be like passing it off really quick. Like, hey, let's cash this bad boy at the grocery store or whatever.
But people that are old school and want to just do it the old-fashioned way, those mistakes can still happen even then.
They can.
Wendy, we hope you get your money back.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money. That's way more than what the nails were.
All right. Well, have a great day.